This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burr. The death toll in the collapse of a Florida condominium tower has risen to 18 with the discovery of two more bodies, according to the mayor of Miami-Dade County. At a news conference, Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava told WPLG six more victims were found Wednesday, including two children.
So we're now standing united once again with this terrible new revelation that children are the victims as well.
Officials were also worried about the possibility of severe weather interfering with search efforts. They are keeping an eye on two disorganized storm systems in the Atlantic Ocean. The National Hurricane Center said the storms have a chance of becoming tropical systems, but it is not clear whether they would pose a threat to the U.S. Comedian Bill Cosby has returned home after the Pennsylvania Supreme Court threw out his sexual assault conviction Wednesday. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
When he first arrived home, Cosby flashed the V for victory sign. He appeared before reporters but did not speak.
Mr. Cosby, how are you feeling? Are you happy to be home?
The Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled Cosby had an agreement with a previous prosecutor that he would not face charges in the case brought by District Attorney Kevin Steele. Lawyer and legal analyst Priya Sapori says this ruling covers just the Andrea Constand case.
There is nothing in this decision that would prevent any of the number of alleged victims of Bill Cosby from coming forward and attempting to prosecute their cases.
Four justices formed the majority that ruled in Cosby's favor. Three others dissented. I'm Ed Donahue.
On Wall Street, the Dow gained 0.61%, the S&P added 0.13%, but the Nasdaq dropped by 0.17%. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. The U.S. House of Representatives has launched a new investigation of the January 6th Capitol insurrection. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
The House approved a special committee to probe the violent attack as police officers who were injured fighting that day watched from the gallery above. The vote was along party lines. Just two Republicans, Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, voted yes with Democrats. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi last week says she would have preferred an independent panel lead the inquiry, but Senate Republicans blocked that.
It is imperative that we establish the truth of that day and ensure that an attack of that kind cannot happen.
Some Republican lawmakers say they might not assist with the investigation. Others say they fear the Democrats will make it too political. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A second member of the Oath Keepers right-wing group has pleaded guilty for his part in the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
54-year-old Mark Grodz of Mobile, Alabama, admits to participating in a conspiracy, and he is cooperating with the Justice Department investigation into the insurrection. The Grodz case was kept secret until Wednesday to protect the investigation and his safety before he testified in front of a grand jury. Last week, 55-year-old Graydon Young of Englewood, Florida, was the first to plead guilty in the Oath Keepers conspiracy case. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The head of the World Food Program said Wednesday that the number of people close to starvation has more than tripled after being at around 80 million 4 years ago. Following a meeting involving the foreign ministers of the Group of 20 Nations and representatives of non-governmental organizations, WFP Executive Director David Beasley said the pandemic has been devastating to developing nations.
We thought COVID would be in our rearview mirror by the end of 2020, only to see it recycle Delta and other variants taking place, devastating particularly and especially low-income and developing nations around the world.
Italian Foreign Minister Luigi Di Maio, who was hosting the meeting, said the group had hammered out some best practices for responding to humanitarian and sanitary emergencies in the future. Donald Rumsfeld, the two-time defense secretary and one-time presidential candidate whose reputation as a skilled bureaucrat and visionary of a modern U.S. military was unraveled by the long and costly war in Iraq, died Tuesday. He was 88. Rumsfeld had a storied career in government under four presidents and nearly a quarter century in corporate America. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.